Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is indeed good to be here tonight. Oh my, I know every service is a privilege, it's a blessing that we can gather. We never know, you know, what's up the road and what may happen down the next day or, you know, even tonight. But praise the Lord, we've got our God, and what a wonderful thing that is. What a wonderful blessing it is. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin by prayer here tonight and ask the Lord to have His way. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank You again. This opportunity that You've given us, Lord, oh God, this ability to gather here, Lord, be it online or be it here at the church. Oh God, we thank You, Lord. Oh God, there are many possibilities, but oh God, here You have brought us here again, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, for such an opportunity, for such a blessing. Oh God, we know that it is Thy goodness. Oh Lord, it is Thy mercy. Oh Lord, that You bought us, that You preserved us, that You gave us Your word. And oh God, I just pray that You'd work in our hearts tonight. I pray that You talk to us, Lord. I pray, oh God, that You give us all those desires to endure into the end, oh Lord, to make it through this life. Oh, we can never do it of our own self, our own volition, God, our own will, our own righteousness. But oh God, we pray, oh Lord, that You'd help us. Help us to come up higher. Help us to draw nigh to You. Oh God, give us, oh Lord, a deepness deep within. Help our roots to go down deep, Lord. Oh God, for oh Lord, we're fighting against many foes, Lord. And oh God, the darkness is great. But I pray, oh God, that You would help us, Lord. Oh God, that You'd move here tonight. Oh God, that Your light would shine forth. And oh God, that You would move in a mighty way, Lord, to seek and to save, oh Lord, to touch, to redeem, to deliver, Lord, to fill with the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, I pray that Your word would go forth with boldness. You'd use it for Thy name's sake, oh God. I can do nothing without Thee. I ask Thee to work, oh Lord. Oh God, that oh, Your will would come forth out of this message, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank You. We praise You in Jesus' precious name. Have Your way, Lord. Let the devil be rebuked and all his devices. Oh, Lord, let him have no place. But I pray that You would move, oh, Lord, that You touch lives. I pray that You'd intervene. Oh, God, I pray that this word would, oh, God, move hearts in Jesus' name, Lord, that You'd use it. I ask Thee, I beseech Thee in Jesus' precious name. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Oh, praise our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are a very blessed people. We walk amongst many who don't know the Lord. But how beautiful it is if the light has shone upon us and we can see and we can understand, we can perceive the things of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message A Light That Shineth in a Dark Place. Praise the Lord. A light that shineth in a dark place. Praise the Lord. I think we all are realizing that these are very uncertain times. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of unprecedented events. There's a great division, a great rift in this country, the United States, and oh my, we're seeing things that I know we never wanted to see. But oh yes, with all of this comes a realization in a deeper way than ever before. As we see the Word of God coming to life and all these things being fulfilled, oh yes, it's rising deep in our hearts, the thought, the knowledge that our Lord is coming back to this earth. That He's going to come, that Judgment Day is forthcoming. Oh yes, the great need to get ready, to heed the gospel while we can, to walk in the light while we still can, to heed the gospel while we still can. I know He's going to come suddenly. It's not going to be a great proclamation, oh, that's made through the airwaves. It's not going to be on the pages of the newspapers proclaiming that He's coming tomorrow or tonight or whenever. But, oh my, I feel like He's going to put it in our hearts. and it's to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we know that we're living in those perilous times that Paul wrote of in his epistle to Timothy. But oh my, thank the Lord, we know that the light has come into the world. And because there is light, we don't have to stumble in the darkness. You know, there's a lot of stumbling going on. There's so much confusion. There's, oh my, so many that obviously are walking in fear and don't know how to think. And, I don't like a lot of the things that are going on either. This mask thing is very bothersome and troublesome, and it's something I don't want to think about. You know, I heard that in Dane County, the county where Madison and Sun Prairie reside, that they were going to demand that masks would be worn in every public place in that county. And I'll tell you what, I made a quick trip to Woodlands and Sun Prairie because I really don't want to have to put on a mask, for one thing. But anyway, the Lord knows. He knows it all. And we hear of all these things that are coming upon the face of the earth. But praise the Lord, we know, as Jesus told us, that, oh my, when these things begin to come to pass, that it is time to lift up our hands, for our redemption draweth nigh. And praise the Lord, that's the big insight that we have as Christians, that we see all these things and they easily could be stumbling blocks. And we've got to give heed because, oh my, if we don't, it's going to come as a snare upon the face of the whole earth. And as so many are going to be deceived, as we well know. And we know that Jesus told us to watch and pray, because that hour is going to come upon the face of the earth very troublesome. Oh yes, very suddenly, and very unaware for so many. But oh, praise the Lord, we have much insight in the Word of God. And praise the Lord, as I already said, we don't have to walk in the darkness. We don't have to be blind. Oh no, because if we have the Holy Ghost deep in our hearts, oh praise the Lord, if we're walking with the Lord, then oh my, He's going to shine that light. And yes, oh, He has made us lights in this world. Oh yes, He said that we would be the light of the world. Oh yes, a city that is on a hill cannot be hid. And oh, therefore, our lights are supposed to shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, that light. And how glad we are for it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's go to Isaiah 60 here for a moment. Praise the Lord. There was this time when the earth was in great darkness. But praise the Lord, God's eternal plan that one day, yes, the Savior would come to this world. Oh, yes, the Christ, the Anointed One, would come to this world and He would bring forth light. Praise the Lord, so that we can see, so that we don't have to walk in darkness, so we don't have to stumble in the night. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful relief. Oh, what a wonderful blessing. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Oh, yes, and what a beautiful day that was. Oh, yes, when Jesus Christ came into this world. Oh, yes, He came in obscurity. Oh, yes, He came in a manner that it wasn't very observable at all. But praise the Lord, oh, God, made that light to shine upon those shepherds that were in the field tending their sheep by night. Oh, yes, He made His light appear upon them. And we can just imagine how they must have been as, oh, yes, they were keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, as it tells us in the second chapter of Luke, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, how beautiful. And oh yes, this proclamation that is made to shepherds that were abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, verse 12 tells us here in Luke 2, and this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, no. Oh, something this is, you know, to think that, oh, He who was to come would come in such a lowly way. As a babe, a helpless one, a newborn babe. But not only that. Found there in a stable because there was no room for them in the inn. And yes, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Do you know what swaddling clothes are? Swaddling clothes are rags. And this is how our King came into the world. And yes, He was laid in a manger. Do you know what a manger is? A manger is a trough from which cattle eat from. And that's how our great Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, came into this world. Oh, yes, as a babe. Oh, yes, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Oh, praise the Lord, how He came to this earth. But what a joyous proclamation to those shepherds that were in the field. And oh, yes, therefore came the announcement. And then suddenly it tells us in verse 13, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Oh, praise the Lord. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful gift. Praise the Lord. And then there weren't all that many that were awaiting Him. But oh yes, down a few verses in this chapter, we find that when they took Jesus into the temple to be circumcised, on the eighth day as was required by the law, that there were two that were waiting for He who was to come. Oh yes, we know that there was Simeon who was waiting. Oh yes, for the consolation of Israel, the comforter, the one who would come to redeem them or to deliver them. Praise the Lord. And it had been told him by the Holy Ghost that he wasn't going to see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And praise the Lord, how he walked in there by the Spirit of the living God and into that temple. And as the child Jesus was brought in there by his parents. Oh, yes. And yes, it tells us in verse 28, then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The light had come. Praise the Lord Jesus. And we know there was also a woman of a good age, four score and four years. And yes, she stayed in the temple. Oh, yes, serving God with fasting and prayers day and night. And she, too, was waiting to see the Messiah. Oh, yes, this was Anna. And God brought her in just at that moment. Oh, yes, and she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. Verse 38. And spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. There was that day when the scripture was fulfilled and the light did come. Oh, yes, into this world that was so full of darkness. Thank the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 9 also talks about this glorious moment. We look at Isaiah 9 and first couple of verses here. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Oh, praise the Lord. Again, what a beautiful moment that was. Jesus had come into the world. Oh, yes, the light of the world to bring us salvation, to bring us to God, to fill the eternal plan of God from the beginning. And what a wonder it was. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank our God. Oh, everything happened precisely and exactly as it had been ordained. Praise the Lord. Yes, that fulfillment is in Matthew 4 there from Isaiah chapter 9. Yes, if we look at verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. And Jesus began his ministry at that point. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Declaring, preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for the glorious light of the gospel. Oh, we don't have to sit in darkness. Praise the Lord, for the Comforter has come. Praise our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go now to 2 Peter, looking at the first chapter in 2 Peter. Praise the Lord. As we continue our study here tonight, It tells us as we look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousnesses of God in our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And praise the Lord. Now he's going to go on and I'll make some very clear statements here that help us to know how that we might walk in the light, how we may make diligence to make our calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Let's look at this here. Verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And already in this fourth verse, there's so much, it seems. But praise the Lord, if we have come to the Lord, if we've given our lives over to the Lord Jesus, praise the Lord, there then pertains to us great and precious promises. And these are wonderful, the things that are promised to the children of God. And here it includes that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Now, let's just think about this a moment. You know, we're all born into this world, a natural person, you know, a physical being. But praise the Lord, a way was prepared for us that we might be born again of the water and of the Spirit, as Jesus told Nicodemus who came to him by night. And praise the Lord, when we're born again, praise the Lord, we become partakers of the divine nature. You know, praise the Lord, God puts his Spirit within our being when he fills us with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, so that Spirit that was in Jesus Christ, that Spirit of the living God, comes to dwell in our very vessels, in our very beings. You know, it's so amazing. We become partakers of the divine nature, something that is utterly impossible otherwise. We were all born into this world with this human flesh, and you know, we had this mind that perceived things according to the natural man. But praise the Lord, there is that spiritual birth, and how wonderful it is that we can be born again. Praise the Lord, and be partakers of the divine nature. Thank the Lord. And he goes on to say, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh my, oh yes, that human nature, that carnal nature. But praise the Lord, the Lord gives us that divine nature. Praise the Lord, then therefore we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Praise the Lord, if we, you know, put on the new man. Oh, yes, you know, and old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yes, we've obeyed the gospel. Praise the Lord, we repented. We were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, oh, yes. That brings us to this place where, oh, yes, these exceeding, oh, these outstanding, these wonderful, great, and precious promises then pertain to us. That, oh yes, we can escape, oh, the corruption. Oh, this world is full of corruption. This world is full of condemnation. But praise the Lord gives his people something beyond this world. He puts His Spirit within us so that we can escape that horrendous corruption that is in this world through lust. Oh yes, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, all these things, you know, that destroy man. But thank the Lord puts His divine nature within us. So, yes, it goes on to tell us steps that we can take, oh yes, to make our calling and election sure. Verse 5 tells us, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And praise the Lord, we're going to define a few words here. First of all, if we're going to get diligence, it's going to be our very best effort. A diligent person is earnest and constant in one's efforts. It's you know, done with all the being. It's not half-hearted. It's not one way one day and, you know, kind of another way the next. But no, He's talking about giving all diligence, putting our very best, making this a big thrust in our life, a big goal in our life. We take that faith, and we could not come to the Lord without faith. Oh yes, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise the Lord. Because without faith, we are told, Hebrews 11 chapter, that it is impossible to please God. So that is a matter of fact. We have to have faith to come to the Lord Jesus. But oh yes, that faith that brings us to Christ, we're going to build on it. It's kind of like, you know, the bottom line here that, you know, we're going to establish our life upon. And it tells us here, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Virtue is moral excellence. And oh yes, it's very conscientious and exact. And he's talking, yes, about us as Christians, you know, having a virtuous attitude, a virtuous heart, that kind of thinking in this world where, you know, we're striving to have this moral excellence so that we would never give the wrong impression in the world. We would, you know, we want to make sure that there's nothing unscrupulous about us, you know, that, you know, we're above anything that would be distracting from our walk with the Lord and that would, you know, take us away from being alive in this world. Oh, yes. So, yes, we add to our faith virtue, and then it tells us to virtue knowledge. Of course, we know that we are told that Paul wrote to Timothy, oh yes, that need in 2 Timothy, that second chapter, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And he goes on to say in verse 16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faithful some. But see, we've got to have it deep in our heart because, oh yes, there's many stumbling blocks that may come and try to overthrow our faith and cause confusion and conflict and trouble in our minds. And, you know, Paul is you know, he's giving forth an example that he already was familiar with, some called Hymenaeus and Philetus, who had this philosophy that said, you know, that taught that the resurrection was already past. And obviously, some had embraced that erroneous doctrine. But praise the Lord, it tells us in verse 19, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Oh, very important words indeed. But yes, we're going to take, that faith and add virtue to it. And then to virtue, knowledge. It goes on to tell us in verse 6 here in 2 Peter, the first chapter, "And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness." And of course, temperance is self-control or self-restraint. And you know, we don't want to be over the place. But yes, here the Lord would have us to have a temperate spirit. And yes, taking that, we add to it patience. Oh, patience, not so easy to come by, is it? Oh, no, it might take trials and testing to acquire patience. But oh, how we need it. Oh, yes, for with our patience possess ye your souls, Jesus said. Oh, yes, pertaining to this end time, this time of trouble. So we need patience. And as we're building from that foundation, we want to add to our patience godliness. Oh, what a word that is. Oh, yes, the state of being like God. Oh, having His mind, having His attributes, holding on to the things that He loves, abhorring the things that He hates. Oh, praise the Lord, putting on Christ. Oh, yes, and striving to please Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our being, all of those things. And then besides that, it tells us in verse 7, "And to godliness, brotherly kindness." Oh, just the simplicity of being kind. Oh, yes, one to another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, for God's sake, have forgiven us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then it tells us, "And to brotherly kindness, charity." Oh, charity is a love that gives without expectation of return. And I'll tell you what, oh yes, it takes a lot to get to that place. That is a love that God has shown for us. That is a love that Jesus had in His willingness to die for us. Oh, yes, to hang on the cross, to take our sins upon Him. Oh, yes, that was charity. Oh, that was a love that was giving. He was giving of Himself. He was giving of His blood. He was making a way that we could be redeemed. And yes, He was taking our dreadful, horrible sins, that which He hated, upon Himself. Oh yes, charity. Oh, the wonderful love of God, a love that gives unselfishly. Oh yes, without expecting something in return. Oh, praise the Lord. So yes, all these things that we build upon, our faith and then virtue and the knowledge and temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and then charity at the top. Verse 8 tells us, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, isn't this amazing? If we have these characteristics within our being, oh yes, if we've taken on this nature by the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, it is telling us, if these things be in you and abound, in other words, flourish, They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And praise the Lord, we stand before God. We don't want to be barren. Oh, yes, empty, without fruit. No way. We want to be fruitful. And praise the Lord, there's a promise here. Oh, yes, if we're striving to be like Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, if we're striving with all our heart and all these things be in us and abound, praise the Lord, it's going to mean that we will not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he goes on to tell us in verse 9, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." And I'll tell you what, I'm afraid that sometimes that forgetfulness comes into play here. And you just kind of lose it or so at one moment or such. Honestly, I believe this is talking about living in the carnal, with a carnal mind, instead of having the mind of Christ, and instead of putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, living in the old man, in the old nature, that kind of person is referred to as being blind. In other words, constricted, so the vision is a proper, restricted from seeing the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the inability to see afar off. Oh, how we need to have a glimpse of the heavenly. It needs to be deep in our hearts. Our roots need to go deep. And we don't want to forget that we were purged from our old sins. Oh, we were all out there. We were all sinners. Oh, we all had that sinful nature. But what a wonderful thing it was when the Lord Jesus came into our lives. Oh, yes, and we began to see our great need to turn everything over to the Lord. We begin to see our need to repent. And oh, yes, turn away from sin. Oh, praise the Lord. We don't want to be forgetful of what God has done for us, His wonderful mercy, His great abundant grace toward us. Oh, yes, and you don't want to be in that frame of mind where you forget. And maybe let this pride overwhelm and this critical spirit that sometimes comes upon people. You kind of forget, about your own faults, your own past, your own needs, how the Lord so mercifully had compassion on you. No, we don't want to forget. We don't want to lack these things. We want to see far off. We want to be able to envision the things that God would have us to know and hope in. Praise the Lord. Verse 10 tells us, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence." There's that word again, that best effort, all our strength, all our might, to make your calling and election sure. "For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." Oh, what a statement that is. We're living in that mindset that, Peter is talking about, we're building, from faith to virtue, to knowledge, to temperance, to patience, to godliness, to brotherly kindness, to charity. We're building, that kind of foundation in our life. Oh, praise the Lord. Then, he's telling us that is how we can make our calling and election sure. "For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." Oh my, there's much that we must not take for granted. Oh, yes, we just can't, you know, we can't get lukewarm. You know, we can't get lazy. Oh, this walk with God takes diligence. It takes vigilance, too. It takes that watchful spirit, oh, yes, to make sure that we are living according to God's directives. Praise the Lord. Verse 11 goes on to say, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Or what we're striving for. "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." Oh, yes, that tendency to forget, you know, and Peter's, you know, he's just reminding them, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, as long as I'm here on this earth and have this ability, oh, yes, to admonish you, to exhort you, to remind you, then, you know, I just think it's appropriate. I think it's meet for me to stir you up by putting all of this into remembrance so we don't forget. Oh, I thank God. Oh, I know that tendency to forget. And oh my, we all have this human nature. And there's so much to retain, it seems like. But here, yes, Peter was feeling the great need to just, you know, make these things clear and point them out again so that our minds could be stirred up in the present truth. And oh, we could bring these things to remembrance. And of course, he was aware of the shortness of life and his own shortness of life. Verse 14 tells us, "Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." And yes, Jesus did point out in the 21st chapter of John there, yes, that, you know, that there would be that day that they would take Peter and take him where he would not want to go. And, you know, Jesus was talking about the death, that he was going to die. And Peter accepted that. He knew that, yes, it would happen. And Jesus had said, you know, when you are old. And so he knew, you know, at an appointed time, it would come to pass. But praise the Lord, oh, he's doing what he can with the moments that he has. He wants to stir up their minds. Oh, yes, their remembrances. So these things will not be forgotten. So again, "Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ had showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance." Oh, let's let these things stick. Obviously, Peter thought these were very significant details, very important. And oh, yes, he wanted them to remember it. Even after he was gone, he wanted them to always remember these wonderful steps in order to be virtuous, and oh yes, in order to make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he goes on to say here, verse 16, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount." And praise the Lord, Peter is referring to the transfiguration of which he was a participant, or at least he was an observer at that point. And what a thing it was. It was like a glimpse of Jesus coming back in all his glory. Oh yes, like I said, he came to this world in a lowly estate. He came as a babe. Oh, yes, laid in a manger. Oh, yes, and, you know, wrapped with swaddling clothes. No place for him in an inn. Oh, talk about a lowly estate. But, oh, yes, when he was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, oh, yes, it was a glimpse of the glory in which he would come back with. Praise the Lord. Let's just turn to the 17th chapter of Matthew for a moment. It tells us in verse 1, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. And, you know, it tells us in the book of Mark, and it describes this in Mark's description that, you know, it was kind of like Peter was lost for words, and he didn't hardly know how to think. This was so amazing to see Jesus in this manner. Here he was, transfigured before them, and his face so bright that it was shining as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Oh, that little glimpse of what it's going to be like when Jesus comes back again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh yes, he came to this world the first time to save us from our sins. He came the first time into this world as a lowly servant. Oh yes, as a babe, as we have said. But he is coming back in great majesty. Oh yes, in such a manner that every eye is going to see him. Oh, yes, and they which crucified him are going to see him. Oh, yes, at that moment. And they're all going to tremble before him, realizing, oh my, the one that they rejected is indeed the Savior of the world. He is indeed King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, praise the Lord in that transfiguration there that, oh, yes, Peter, James, and John were able to observe. Oh my, was just an example of how Jesus is coming back in great glory. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh, in such a way that, oh yes, those that have rejected him will certainly fear and tremble. Oh, yes, and it says in verse 5 here in Matthew 17, "While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." And you know, I would believe that they did not fully comprehend it at that moment. But here, those years later, Peter is writing, oh yes, of that wonderful opportunity they had to be eyewitnesses of his majesty. Jesus coming back again, oh yes, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, praise the Lord. You know that moment is upon us. Oh yes, we're right there at this time. It's going to happen one of these days. He's going to come and not tarry. And praise the Lord, we know, as it's described, oh yes, how that trump of God is going to sound. Oh yes, the shout. Oh yes, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Peter had that glimpse of Jesus coming back with great majesty. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and that's the referral. Praise the Lord in these verses here in 2 Peter 1. Yes, verses 16, 17, and 18. Praise the Lord. And continuing here in verse 19. Peter went on to say, verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Oh my, what are we looking forward to? Praise the Lord. Oh yes, Jesus has come into this world as Savior. He came to redeem us. And now we have a more sure or certain word of prophecy, even greater than the prophecy of old. And he went on to say, whereunto ye do well that you take heed. Oh, you know, these things that are written that I'm telling you now, you need to give heed, you need to listen. This is vital, this is to be known. And he said, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Oh my, there's a lot of darkness in this world. There's a lot of obscurity. So many are walking in darkness. And they have no inkling of what is going on. It's a world of confusion. Oh, it's a world of fear. But praise the Lord. The Lord has put His light within His people, so that we could be that city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Praise the Lord, the light has come into the world. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus came into this world to give us light so that we might see, so we wouldn't have to walk around blindly with no knowledge of the gospel of Christ. Oh, yes, not knowing how to think, not knowing how to live, not knowing what to do, not knowing what God expects. But, oh, yes, He came to bring light into the world. And, oh, yes, we know that there were many that did not respect His light. Oh, yes, yes, it tells us that this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Oh, praise the Lord, because the Lord is going to take us, if we're willing, oh, yes, to come to the light. Oh, it's going to hurt at first. All those sins, all those wayward ways are going to be made clear before us. It's going to strike us. Oh, rather hard, that knowledge that we need to bow our knee and repent to Almighty God. But praise the Lord, oh, what a beautiful thing it is when it happens. Oh, yes, because if we acknowledge the light, And oh yes, we'll repent of our past, we'll repent of our sins and obey the gospel. Praise the Lord, we don't have to walk in the darkness any longer. We don't have to walk in obscurity. Oh yes, we can have fellowship with the Lord, therefore. Yes, as Jesus said again in John 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Oh, praise the Lord, the light that exposes sin, it exposes the darkness, gives us the ability to see things that we couldn't comprehend before, things we couldn't understand, the acknowledgement of sin and the realization of the great need to repent. Oh, how beautiful it is when we can bow our knee to Almighty God and turn everything over to Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 9, verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But praise the Lord, not only was Jesus the light, but oh yes, He was going to send forth His Spirit so that, oh yes, His people could also be a light. Oh yes, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, as it tells us here in 2 Peter, that first chapter, verse 19. Oh yes, yes, we would do well to take heed, you know, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Oh, praise the Lord, our wonderful God, that came to bring light into this world. And we know in the natural sense how dark it is before the dawn breaks forth. I remember that trip I took with my girls, Jane and Anna, and you know, we had to leave early this Sunday morning so we could be back here in Beaver Dam. We had traveled to Eau Claire for a wedding, and anyway, you know, it was a long trip. It's 3.5 hours from Eau Claire to Beaver Dam, so we got up early, and it was pitch black out there. Oh my, how hard it was to see at the first. But praise the Lord, the moment, you know, when the light began to come forth, and it could begin to break forth, and all at once, oh my, seeing was a lot easier. Praise the Lord, the light broke forth, so that, oh yes, we could see much better, we could see more clearly. Oh yes, we no longer had to be in the darkness. And how it is, this world, oh yes, where the darkness is great for those that have not heeded the gospel. But yet, oh yes, often the darkness is the greatest right before the dawn. And it's quite a wonder because in the natural sense, God put a star in the sky or a planet, you know, that would shine forth out of the darkness. In some of the seasons, it's the planet Venus. And yes, right before it's fully day, it shines forth that very bright light in the sky. And yes, what a relief it is to see light out of the darkness. And also, it's called the day star in that sense. How God puts so many things in the natural sense to be comparable to the spiritual. We know that our Lord is coming back again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Know how it is that the wicked are working at breakneck speed to bring forth their kingdom, the beast system. Oh, yes, it's very much on their minds as we're seeing all these things that are happening on the face of this earth right now. Oh, we hear it and see it in so many ways. We see and hear their plans for a one world, and it's not in the quiet anymore. Oh, yes, it used to be something that they didn't talk about openly. But praise the Lord, our God is coming, and Jesus Christ is that bright and morning star. It tells us in Revelation 22, verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Oh, yes. Here in 2 Peter, it talks about until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Oh, yes, I believe we're talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the night, all this time when so many can't see and all the enemy is working so radically, so wildly, oh, yes, to bring forth its plan. It's one world. It's beast system. All of these things that they're working at. Oh, praise the Lord. If we have the Lord, if He shines in our hearts, then we have light in our dwellings. Praise the Lord. Just as the children of Israel, there is that plague of darkness hit the land of Egypt. Oh, yes, that darkness that was so great that it could be felt. Oh, it must have been just not only dark, but oh, just what a feeling. But praise the Lord, the Hebrews had light in their dwelling. Oh, that darkness did not affect them. Praise the Lord. And so it is, if we have the light of the Lord Jesus in our hearts, then that darkness, that gross darkness, does not have to affect us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Jesus made a way. Oh, He wasn't going to leave us comfortless, but He was going to come unto us. He was going to put His Spirit within our beings so that we could walk in the light as He is the light, and have fellowship one with another. Oh, praise the Lord, we would not have to walk in obscurity and in darkness. Oh, in spite of everything that's happening in this world, in spite of all the fear and all the apprehension and, you know, all the unknowns, all the scary things that are going on right now. And isn't it something that in the midst of this that people want to cover their faces? Put on masks, and I know a lot of times it's not because you want to, but again, it just seems like it just exemplifies the darkness that is in this world and how they want us to walk in darkness and have this covering so that there's some concealment. But oh my, the light of our Lord Jesus Christ must not be concealed. Oh, praise the Lord. He put His light within our beings. And praise the Lord, we are that city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. We are the light of the world, and His light shines in our being. Oh, praise the Lord, and we don't have to walk in the darkness. Praise the Lord, but we can be a light. Oh, yes, we don't have to walk in confusion because the Lord has given us His Word. Oh, Jesus had so much to say about these end times. Oh, so many chapters, you know. Consider these very moments that we're living in. And yes, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Praise the Lord, as it tells us in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 13 and 14. But praise the Lord, yes, the Lord has made a way. Yes, in spite of all these things, and we have His promises. Oh, that promise that the days would be shortened. Otherwise, no flesh would be saved. But yes, that promise that he brought forth for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And I believe that's telling us that all these plans that they have for their new world order are not going to come into fruition. No, the Lord is going to interrupt. He's going to disrupt their plans. Praise the Lord, and he's going to come. Oh, praise the Lord and not tarry. Praise the wonderful God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just turn to 1 Thessalonians here. Some closing scripture here. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians here, chapter 5. It reads, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We do not have to walk in darkness. Oh, yes, it's declared here, yes, that day of the Lord does not overtake the people of God as a thief. Praise the Lord. Why? Because we are children of the light. Praise the Lord. We are children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. And therefore, we are not to sleep as do others. But no, we need to be diligent. We need to be on guard. Yes, but let us watch and be sober. That is right. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. We're not appointed to his wrath. And I'll tell you what, that first chapter of 2 Thessalonians describes the wrath of God when he comes. Oh, yes, to punish. He comes with vengeance. Oh, yes, that is when his wrath will be revealed. Yes, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a privilege it is to walk in the light, even as he is the light, to have that fellowship with him. And oh, yes, that ability to make our calling and election sure. For again, as it tells us in 2 Peter, that first chapter, verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well, that ye may take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Oh, praise the Lord, the light of the world, in spite of the darkness, in spite of the night, in spite of everybody else's fears and trembling. Praise the Lord, we can be a light until the day dawn. Oh, that day of the Lord is going to come. Oh, praise the Lord, He is going to come and not tarry. And the day star arise in your hearts. Oh, Jesus, the bright and the morning star who is going to come and save us. Oh, yes, He is going to come for His people, that glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Praise the Lord, He's coming for His people to claim His own, those that He has redeemed from the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord, to finish this chapter, verse 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost would come upon them in days of old, and they would bring forth the Word of God. They would declare it, they would prophesy. But praise the Lord, we have a more sure word of prophecy right now. Oh, yes, this knowledge that our Lord and Savior is coming back to this earth. Praise the Lord, and we do well if we will take heed. Oh, if we will listen, if we will give our hearts, if we take diligence. Oh, yes, to walk in the light, that we might be partakers of His divine nature, to prepare our hearts, our lives, our manner of thinking, all of those things, that diligence that we need to make our calling and election sure. Oh, yes, so that we can have an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. So, praise the Lord, He's going to come. He's going to come in that tarry. Praise the Lord, are you ready for Him? Are your lamps trimmed and burning? Oh, yes, you don't want to light. Let that light go out. You want to have sufficient oil. You want to be sufficiently filled with the Holy Ghost so that, oh, yes, the bridegroom calleth. When He cometh, when that shout cometh forth, that we can all immediately open unto Him. Oh, yes, that our hearts will be prepared, that we will be ready. Oh, yes, that we will be looking. Oh, yes, for the dawning of the day, and the day star arising in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Oh, a light that shineth in a dark place. That's the children of God. Praise the Lord. That's us. If we live in the light and walk in the light, praise the Lord, we will be a light in this dark world. Oh, yes. And shine forth the glorious ways of the Lord. Oh, yes, before that great and terrible day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would work in our hearts. I pray that you'd make us ready. I pray that you'd help us to make our calling and election sure, Lord. Oh, yes, you said if we do these things, we should never fall. Oh, God, I pray that you'd help us. Oh, God, that you'd help us to take heed, that you'd help us to give diligence, oh, Lord, to these things that we have heard. Oh, God, you are coming. We thank you, Lord, for this knowledge. Oh, for the light that has shown in our hearts. Oh, God, the light that you put within us. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you'd work. In the mighty name of Jesus, make us ready, Lord, to receive Thee. Oh, yes, to let us be a light that shines brightly in this dark world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise Thee, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to turn our chorus books to number 156 and sing If We Walk in the Light, number 156. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from sin. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Be safe. Have a good night.